Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, football Friday. We've got a trio of games to talk about. 2 of them are headliners, and 1 of them, it just depends if you care about the team. We're trying to ascertain confidence level. And look, we'll reverse engineer this. We've talked, you know, we led with the Lions, and people's confidence level seems to be very high. Me and Rico, my confidence hasn't wavered in the team. I just think very difficult to start the season in a tough primetime matchup. And feel like it's anything other than what took place last night, which was a real thriller. I think the Rams are coming to play. And I think the Rams are a really good football team, just like you.
Yeah, and I also think the fact that, you know, Goff or a lot of your starters did not play in the preseason, it's going to take them some time. Yeah, I know they had this great offense, but you got to work off the rust. I think that you'll probably see, you know, it's going to take about a quarter or two for everything to kick in.
So, look. Where I wanted to go was a little bit of Michigan and Texas. I want to hear from Lion fans on it. Of course I do. But Texas, here's the thing. I have a confidence in Michigan that maybe isn't warranted. Maybe I'm just not seeing it clearly. But, like, if you want to nerd out on why I believe in Michigan defensively, it's not enough to say, oh, well, their defense is really good. It's how you play. Like, I watch a ton of Texas. And you know what Sarkisian loves to do? Dink and doodle and supplement the run game with essentially line of scrimmage or behind line of scrimmage passing. Well, what does Michigan generally take away? Exactly that. I mean, hell, short pass last week. How did Will Johnson get a pick 6? Look, they jump routes. They bully you. I don't believe in Texas' ability to line up and run the football. Need to see that to believe it. All right, so if I don't have a great ground game and my supplement to my ground game is in the wheelhouse of what this defense and Wink Martindale want to do, now it's Quinn Ewers' risky throw profile.
Yeah.
You know, so like I and then you factor in there's going to be weather. There's going to be wind. And I mean, there's
going to be weather and wind, but I don't think it's going to be horrific rain like it was, 2017 when
agree.
State went there.
Agree.
I think that wind. If you blitz Texas and you leave those corners out there one-on-one on an island, yeah, you find the one guy who's not Will Johnson and you just take your chances throwing the deep. If that's what Sarkisian wants to do.
But that's my point. You have then taken a team. And by the way, if you look at last week, Texas, now I'm not trying to nerd out, work with me. Do you realize they, on their run blocking last week, they had an 11% whiff rate in the run game? If you think you are going to essentially not block the man you're supposed to block in 11% of runs against Michigan?
Right. Woo. But see, Mike, I look at the Texas offense and the Michigan defense, and I'll consider that a wash. It's when it's the other side, when it's the Michigan offense. Can they drive down the field? Can they score? And that's where I have a problem with, because I didn't see anything left. The fact that Orji had 25% of the snaps, and, you know, I know it's not everything, but just that one throw where he threw it so short, the receiver just kind of had a look like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Okay. Was that his inner monologue?
Yeah, it was, because, you know, it wasn't like he even tried to go for the ball. he looked as if, yes, I've seen this before. So I was hoping you would get at least 5 yards near me and I would die for it. But, yeah, I'm not doing that.
248-539-9797. I want to know your confidence level for the Lions. I want to know it for Michigan. And if you think my confidence in Michigan is not justified, tell me why. Briefly, on Michigan State, look, clearly stakes are different. They're trying to rebuild. They're trying to get up off the ground. I can just tell you my confidence is based on who Jonathan Smith is, based on what I believe they hired. I am buying him. My confidence is pretty high. There'll be a level of competency because last week was incompetent garbage offensively. That was an embarrassment. Now, I believe this guy will have a better product. I don't know if it's going to result in a win or even if they're – maybe Maryland's actually good. I have no idea. I didn't watch their game, and I'm open about it. I didn't watch them play UConn. I watched about 50 other things.
No, they did. They were rolling against UConn. But I think the biggest thing for me is you can't have 12 penalties for 140 yards, especially on the defense. There was a lot of times where it was third down, and Florida Atlantic was about to get off the field, 15-yard penalty. You can't extend drives and have bad offense and try to win games.
So, yeah. Most confident, least confident. Where's your take on each game on a football Friday? We'll keep it nice and simple. We're live at Circa in Vegas. We'll get to the picks bottom of the hour. 248-539-9797. David, weigh in on it. I know you've been scared about your Wolverines all year. Hell, if anybody probably disagrees with what the hell I'm saying, maybe it's you. Because I have a confidence in them. I mean, again, they're not leaving home. They're not in Austin. That game against Colorado State, I do think I can poke holes in it. And, yeah, I'm not going to judge you solely on Fresno. So, hell, if you want to yell at me that I'm nuts, go for it.
No, I don't think everything you say is crazy. The thing here is the run game. So my confidence level is at a 6 because based off last week for Michigan, I didn't like anything they did in the run game. It didn't look right to me. The offensive line is still trying to gel together. They're still trying to get some things. And Dono needs to play better. He absolutely needs to play better. So until I see it, it'll stay at a 6, but it can lean in their direction for sure. So I understand everything both you and Rico are saying about that game.
Also, if you're going to invoke the Dono, it has to be accompanied by the drop. Thank you. That's the only way. Thanksgiving. It's the only way we're going to do this. Awesome. 248-539-9797. Let's get a few of the ticket techs in. We can get to the people as well. And, I want to make sure we're crystal clear. No, I don't believe the Lions are going to lose, but I think it's going to be a nail-biter. I don't know that Michigan wins, but I'll tell you, I got a lot more faith than seemingly most people. They're going to play really well. I will be genuinely surprised if Texas – in my opinion, a very flawed version of Texas, right? We talk about Michigan's flaws. I think Texas is very flawed. If they just roll in and then roll out, I'll be very surprised by that. But I also had an opinion Michigan was probably a 9-3 football team. You know, other people, I know, David, you thought they were 6-6, or other people said 8-4. We're going to get answers, and that's what I do like about early season matchups like this. You get answers. You don't learn anything. When you do what Michigan did the last couple of years, playing nobody, you don't learn anything.
No, you're right. You're right about that, Mike. And you will learn a lot either way, if they're good or if they're bad. And what happens here is it could change my opinion on the Michigan Wolverines. If they go out there and win this game the way they should, I don't mean an ugly win. I don't mean they go out and still struggle but still win. I mean if they do what they're supposed to do and win the game, that may change my opinion on an Oregon game or a USC-type game because they look better from week one to week two. But we have to see.
I'll be fascinated by the quarterback play. I don't ever see a scenario they'll lead the charge, but can they be complementary? Can this offensive line look better than they did? I mean, it's clear the game plan Texas is going to roll in with. We're not going to let you run the ball. We're going to load up the line of scrimmage. Go ahead and try to throw it over the top. Can that offensive line get up off the mat? Because that was an embarrassing performance last week, and I don't think any guy in that room would feel differently.
Ticket text here. Michigan is the team that concerns me out of them and the Lions. They did not show very much, and they went all in for the national championship. but can't recruit to save their lives. I am worried about Michigan. Wolverine fan here, running a 2QB system and neither one is functional is coaching malpractice. Unacceptable at Michigan. I was rooting hard for more, but now I'm predicting a slaughter tomorrow. That is Drew in despair, he says.
Oh, my.
Wow.
All right, little melodramatic there. Let's play the game.
Mike in Williamson says, it's very depressing, but Michigan will be Iowa this year. Defense and special teams will be the only way they win big games.
Yeah, guys, I'd like to say factually Iowa went 10-2 and played for the Big Ten championship. And, yes, I understand that the West is no more. If you're Iowa from last year, you probably win 9 games. I mean, if this defense is that good, you probably win 9 games.
I will definitely take that. I'd also like to point out from a ticker texter that's saying that it's supposed to be colder tomorrow. Texas ready to play in colder weather.
Okay, take it
easy. It's not December.
There's no flurries. Let's calm down.
And it's like 60 degrees.
What are we
doing? It's a beautiful day for football. It is. You know, it does get 60 degrees in Texas, guys.
Okay, if you're relying on the wind and rain and the cold weather, then tell me you don't think your team's going to win.
Also, don't you think they would rather play in 60-degree weather than 90-degree weather?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Signed human beings everywhere.
Yeah, in pads and running around.
If you're a good team, anywhere, any place, anytime.
Listen, if it was November and it was snowing, you might have something.
That's right. Different. Agree totally. Go ahead, David.
On the Lions, someone says Stafford is going to torch the rookie cornerbacks. I am worried most about the Lions this weekend.
See, I think that's the part people are underrating. I think in a few weeks, maybe a few months, certainly, that Lions secondary will come together. It'll look right. But, man, it's hard when you're going to be playing multiple rookies and playing, you know, guys who haven't played together, haven't played snaps together, and you're going up against Puka Nacua and a healthy Cooper Kupp, Stafford. You know, Sean McVay knows exactly how to scheme them open and how to attack. All I was just trying to say is I love this football team, but I'm just not ready to say, yep, okay, hey, cruise control.
Yeah.
Big also, win on opening night by 50.
And Nacua had 180 yards receiving against the Lions last year in the playoffs, and he was their option. And he still got there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but Evan, no argument.
One more here on the Lions. Chris G says, all these overconfident Lions fans are the new bandwagon fans who showed up last year. The real fans know it won't be easy again this year.
I share the sentiment, but I try to be pragmatic about stuff. Fans are excited. I'm not mad at them. 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls in the mix, ticket texts as well. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, let's get to the people. Confidence levels, all 3 games, obviously the 2 heavy hitters, Michigan and Texas, Lions and Rams on Sunday Night Football. We go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, how you doing? Nick? And I guess not. We'll go to Harrison, 97.1. What's up, Harrison?
Hey, excellent in standstill traffic. It's great. One thing I want to ask you guys, did you watch the fourth quarter of the game? I mean, you watched it, but did you listen to a lot of it last night?
Are we talking Chiefs-Ravens?
Yeah.
Watch the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Okay. Was Collinsworth on the lemon? Because
oh my God.
I kept hearing him talking about how Lamar is a pocket passer. It's like, am I having a stroke right now watching the game?
I am so happy. Harrison, I could hug you right now. Evan and I were watching this game, and we were having the same conversation because I'm like, is this dude coked up? What is wrong with this guy? Dude, Collinsworth was out of his mind if you guys didn't watch. Harrison, you're nailing it. He's like, oh, my God, what a great throw. And I'm like, he just hit a cheerleader in the face. Like, Harrison, I got nothing. I can't figure out what the hell Collinsworth was doing last night.
Rico, there was one play where he's talking about an interior defensive lineman playing so great. In the play they're showing, he gets completely taken out of the play by the offensive lineman. And I'm like, why would they show that as the example?
He's got grass stains on his ass, and Collinsworth is like, this guy is thickly built. Like, what?
It was unbelievable.
Harrison, go ahead. I'm sorry, but
yeah,
you're an angel for bringing that
there.
Up.
Yeah, man's out there going full Mr. Dangerous, and I'm just like, what is happening right now? So
yeah, he's showing such great discipline. Cutscene. Oh wait, my first read's not open. Whee! I'm running. I Harrison, awful.
So the Lions thing, I've been trying to talk myself into. You can't call it a trap game because the Rams are good, but like. There's a lot of hype, and you wonder how distracted they might be by that. You got rookie corners and stuff. But there are two reasons I keep coming back to on why I think the Lions will win. I'm at like an 8. I don't think it'll be a blowout like some of these guys that are like, Lions are going 15-2. Like, I think it'll be a one-score game. But one, I don't think Dan Campbell teams get high on their own supply. Like, I think if anyone's going to keep them from being overhyped, it's probably Dan. And the second thing is the Rams do have some offensive line problems with Alaric Jackson suspended. You know, Jonah Jackson's been, like, moving center at certain points of camp. They've got, you know, Havenstein is beat up a little bit. And I think if one thing can take the pressure off those rookie corners, it would be the defensive line getting to Stafford and hopefully carrying him out in a pine box.
Yeah, no, I think you're nailing it. Now, again, it's also why they went out and they got new guards and – you're right. They're a little beat up. Everyone's got some bumps and bruises. They're going to try to run the football.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to see if they can have any success doing it. But all that said, I mean, Harrison, you know it. Last year, it's not like their O-line was great. They still rolled up in here and damn near beat you. So, maybe I'm a scaredy cat. I just generally have a respect for most opponents I play in the NFL. Once in a while, you'll run into a cockroach like the Carolina Panthers or something, and you're like, all right.
Free square.
Yeah, drop a bomb on these idiots.
Yeah, see, for me, it's not playing any of your offensive weapons the entire preseason. It's going to take a little bit of time for the connection to happen. Yes, it's practice, but when you know that by no means are you ever going to get hit in practice, it's a different mentality when that person across the line from you is trying to take your head off.
Yeah, or the Lions just show we are a Super Bowl team and they put on a show for America. I don't know. I try to be more tempered in the NFL. We got Nick back. We lost connection with him. We'll bump him right back to the front. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Mike. So I actually have my mute button on, so that's why you didn't hear me at first, so I apologize for that.
That's all right. What's going on?
Well, so first of all, that one ticket texture, I'm one of those bandwagon fans who jumped on in 22, so whoever that texture was, go after yourself. Your team have been garbage for decades and didn't give me any reason to root for you. So, you know, just save it. Well, that's gone.
I don't have a problem. Like, I don't have a problem with it at all, Nick. Like, you're right. It was 60 like years of garbage.
Come on, man. You know, Mike, but you changed my mind yesterday because before yesterday, I, like, listened to the morning show and they were saying, like, you know, would you take going to the Super Bowl and losing? I'm like, you know, it's like the Mariners. The Mariners have never been to the World Series. I think that if they were offered that, they would probably take something like that. But now, what you said today, no, that's not on the table anymore. Now, it's win the whole effing thing. I put the $40 I won betting on college football on the line to win the Super Bowl. Mike, what Brad has built here and the level of energy that Dan brings to this team, it is an extremely powerful force. a force that is infinitely stronger than any sense of revenge or revenge tour that the Rams want to bring to the jungle. And hey, I respect the Rams as an opponent. It will not be a cakewalk, but that does not mean my confidence level will be any less than a 10. The Rams are not coming into the Lions' den and escaping alive, especially Stafford. Hey, guys, it's me, Saddy Patty, again. I'm going to get my revenge. And then Hutch hits Stafford in the face with a metal chair, WWE style. like it's John Roseboro v. Juan Marichal, 2024 Colorado.
I think what you're bringing up, honestly.
So you got the Lions winning.
No, he does. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
It doesn't matter. Just win. I don't care.
Right.
They're going to win, though.
Right. Yep. And you know what? Nick is bringing something up, and I know it's like weird for Lion fans to think this way. For years, we've talked about places like Arrowhead, talked to places like Seattle. Forgive me, the name escapes me. I think Ford Field is becoming one of those places where it is one of the great home field advantages in the sport. I mean, it used to be Mile High, you know, yeah. But like certain places are just really hard to play. I think this is one. The Sunday night, over under on Rams delay of games or false starts or timeouts needed because they can't hear. Set at 2.5. I mean, I'd probably take the over.
I would say the only thing is if there's one team coming in that knows this crowd, because listen, I've been to a lot of Lions games, do your little siren or whatever. I had never heard one like I did with the Rams. The next week wasn't as loud.
Yeah.
But I think if there's one team that is going to be ready for that, it's the Rams. So
right,
I
because
I think
the Rams know the quickest way to keep the crowd quiet
is score.
Score.
Yeah, 100%. So I love the confidence. I've never heard this. Mike, you've never heard it. Rico's never heard it. I mean, pretty much everybody in Detroit's never heard this level
never
of confidence.
It's when I'm like pump the brakes, like 14-3, like, oh, you don't believe. No, I believe in the team. I've watched the NFL. 14-3 is hard to do. Like, once again, the back-to-back Super Bowl champion Chiefs couldn't do 14-3 last year.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they fell down in game one to you, Detroit, and they still managed to come back and win. You're going to win a lot of games. You're going to win more games than you lose. But, you know, when I keep hearing that those numbers, like, they're going to win all of these different games.
But why do people care so much about 14-3? I could care less about what the record is or where they land in the division. Make the playoffs, get to the Super Bowl. That's all I care about.
Kenny, we had this conversation earlier this week on Wednesday when Mike was gone. Like, the record is meaningless. It's what you do in the playoffs. Make the playoffs.
Get to the second season.
If you can get some home games, great. But you're going to eventually have to play on the road because the Super Bowl is not going to be at Ford Field. So just make the playoffs.
David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to the picks.
Look, what the Lions did last year against Kansas City game, we didn't play a lot of our starters in the preseason, and we came out and took down the reigning Super Bowl champs. So I don't see this year against the Rams any different.
All right, but again,
okay, you
Kelsey,
know what?
Chris Jones, a pick six. You scored a whopping 14 offensive points. I'd be careful going year to year with that.
Yeah, I was about to say, missing two of your three best players.
Do you know who the Lions' leading receiver in that game was?
Brian Branch?
No, Josh Reynolds, 4 catches, 80 yards.
Yeah, I mean, look, they did what they needed to do to win it. I was proud of them. I picked them to win that game. But I just be careful on that one, that's all. I think it's okay. It might take a little bit. It might not be seamless, that's all.
Bandwagon fan is a clown. You're allowed to be a fan now, but save your corny WWE stuff. Like, you're so passionate. Kevin in a car. Wow.
How did we get here?
Fans are weird. I don't know. You get this weird thing where like, oh, well, you weren't here for cutscene. 60 years of misery. Who cares? Sports are entertainment. You know what? I've always said this. It's been my big gripe with the Tigers. It's like, yeah, it's great they're 5 games out, but if they actually cared about the product, they'd be in the playoffs this year. I mean, they're right on the fringe of being relevant, and they told their customer base, we're not interested in winning. We're not going to try. Okay, yeah. So it's the same thing. Teams have to earn your trust. They have to earn your time and your money and your emotion. Now, once a team earns it, naturally people will gravitate to it. I hate to break it to Lion Guy in the car, but 2/3 of your fan base weren't there before 2022.
True.
Okay, this turned into the hottest ticket in the NFL. 2022 started a movement here. 2023 cemented it. you just got to deal with bandwagon fans because this team lost a generation of fans.
Yeah, and at this point, they're your brother, okay? They may be the younger brother, but you all are rooting for the same goal.
Are they your little brother?
See, I didn't go there.
Thanksgiving. 2485. Thank you, caller Ed. 248-539-9797. The picks coming up next. All right, so that'll put a wrap on it for us from Vegas. We've got a hell of a weekend of football ahead. Michigan, Texas, Lions, and Rams. I love when the Lions play these national TV games. I do. I love having my Sunday to myself to watch the rest of the league, and then you just get the treat of zoning in on the Lions. Main stage, best broadcast. Finally, after 20 years, this team is good enough to get these games. So, yeah, you know what, David, you're right. That is my inner monologue. I'm eagerly awaiting that.
That's right.
That's also going to be my reaction if MSU ever crosses midfield.
Oh, come on, Michael. They'll cross midfield.
And more importantly, did you guys see the same 6:30 a.m. gambling? Is there any
update? No.
Oh, damn it.
Jeff, sadly, I was down here even earlier this morning. Because I had to do the kickoff show with Boomer.
That is sad.
I was down here before even the D-Gens. Like, it was that weird space where nights ended and the D-Gen morning hadn't begun.
It was very calm.
It was very lonesome.
But there's no window, right? It doesn't close even for like 10 minutes right?
No, it's on and popping, and if you want to bet on like Sweden versus Azerbaijan in soccer, they got you covered.
Oh, watch out for Azerbaijan.
Yeah, tough every year.
By the way, I was listening to you with the great Derek Stevens there when he was going through how they're just getting swamped, not only with Lions bet and late Michigan money, but Tigers money in the last couple of weeks?
Because if you make the playoffs, no matter how minimal the odds are, the payout is so big to win the World Series at like plus 50,000, you can just bet against them every game of the playoffs and take away a huge profit.
Right,
if they were able to get in.
Or you can cash out too, right? They'll let you buy out or something.
Maybe. I didn't look today on what the Fangraph projection is, but I mean they're five out with 21 to go.
21, yeah.
I think I did the math last night where I'm like, look, if you had to be 10 games over, they're still going to have to go 15-6. I mean it's still a huge hill to climb, so you just worry about today.
Yeah. You might get some help though because Minnesota is playing Kansas City, and I don't know if Minnesota sweeps that series, then you got a great chance because you get Kansas City for three.
Yeah. You know what? Well, Joe, he's your problem.
No, but trust me, I know.
Very quickly, speaking of problems, I actually want to...
7.2%, by the way, right now.
Oh, it's gone down. I want to tell you guys, you were right about one big thing, one huge thing.
And that's Wojo it. And I, only one.
Just one. Wojo and I discovered
Michigan's
it yesterday.
That going to play really well tomorrow?
No, not that.
Oh, there are other people thinking that. We're going to get into a few that. Things.
No. The one thing you were the most right about was yesterday at about 6:45, Wojo and I looked to each other. We're like, why the hell is it a swamp in this studio?
Oh.
And then we realize that you guys are in Vegas. Nobody was in this. So the last people that were in this studio was Doug and Scott. That's 87 degrees. Wojo and I are sweating.
No, I was pissed.
It's amazing what you guys deal with.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Wojo smells even worse.
Yeah.
I don't understand the planet Doug resides on.
Yeah. No,
who
that's
wants
weird.
To work in conditions with a studio that's 79 degrees? Honestly, we ought to just build Doug his own studio.
A sauna. Have the water going.
Yeah, just build a sauna.
Steam.
We'll call it
up.
The Dono Lounge.
The Dono sauna.
Oh, my.
But you would never. It's amazing. I've never seen Wojo run so quickly. He got in there early for the first time ever, and he's like, I got to get in the studio and turn it down.
Yes, and I'm going to turn it down even further. So, by the way, great start to the NFL season last night. We are going to talk like you did about Lions and Rams and stuff, but there is some weird vibes coming out about this Texas-Michigan game. And I heard you sort of touch upon it. But there's some people, like college football experts, that are like, whoa. Since when is Texas worthy of being that big of a favorite on the road?
Yeah, they're not. No, they're not. Yeah. And it's a road game, and I think the win plays. And I gave some data on it.
But, Mike, as you often say,
Vegas doesn't give discounts.
No, I know, but they didn't. They put the number out there, Rico, at 3. Yeah. And then the teams played, and it moved to 4.5. Now, the rest of it was human beings moving that line. And I think now people are waking up and going, well, hold on. As Wojo said, 7.5, 8? No. Mm. And they're buying it back down. No, Vegas would never have thrown 7 out, ever. They would have gotten murdered.
Right, to start it
off.
Oh,
no, no.
Right.
Yeah, it was like 2.5 preseason.
Yeah, and that's more appropriate because I think this Texas team is fraudulent. I don't believe in it.
I don't know if they could run the ball, to be honest. But we'll see. We'll see.
I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. These two will take you to the next phase of your Friday night. We will talk to you on Monday. Rico's on with Cookies on Sunday. All podcasts are out wherever you get them. We're donezo. Woji and Reegs.
Enjoy
are
the weekend,
next.
Boys. Woo-hoo! Go win some money. Bye. For crying out loud.
Win some shekels.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.